compassion. Father, we thank you for mercy being poured out, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the floodgates to open, Lord, over this town, over this place, Lord. Oh God, we are crying out for this land. Father, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. The heavens are yours. But this earth, Yakima, is yours and the fullness thereof. It's yours, Lord. It's yours, Lord. It's yours, Lord. Oh God, it just reminds me. When you invited them all to come, and everybody had an excuse. So you said, go into the highways and the byways and compel them to come. Compel them to come. Thank you, Lord. We ask that you send more. Lord God, your holy angels, compel them to come. And Lord, that we would go and compel them to come. We need that fire. We need that urgency, Lord. We need the fire and the urgency of this hour. We need the urgency of this hour. Even me, Lord, sometimes you work, you come home, you're tired, and you lose the urgency. We don't want to lose the urgency. We don't want to lose the fire. 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 The urgency of this hour. The urgency of this hour, Lord. We know it's urgent times. We know it. We see it all around us. It's in our government. It's in the peoples. It's everywhere. There's an urgency, Lord. Time is short indeed. And you want the lost to be saved. You want our families to come in. Give us that urgency again. Stir us up, Lord. Stir up that fire. Blow on those coals. Ignite it. That it cannot be quenched. That we will not hide it. That we will shout it to the world. That Jesus saves.
Between heaven and earth. So when you are representing the kingdom of God on this earth, you are that point of contact. Doesn't matter where you are, you're the point. You're the point of contact. Your feet are touching this earth. Your head is touching heaven. Shabba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- fact, you are the lightning rod. So whatever you declare on this earth, make sure Jesus saves. Declare His word, Jesus saves the world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for reminding us what we know, Lord. But sometimes we just forget, because the cares of this world choke your word. The deceitfulness of riches. No, it may not be the first two, but it's that third one. I know for believers, a lot of times it's the third one that gets us stumped. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word and cause it to become unfruitful. But Lord, we just, yes, Lord. We cut down those briars. We weed them out of our lives tonight, Lord. Those distractions, those cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, that don't buy you heaven. Lord, that we would carry your word in these earthen vessels to a lost and dying world and tell them, come on, Jesus saves the world. Come on, Jesus saves the world. Tell them, Jesus saves the world. Jesus saves the world. We'll tell them tonight, Jesus saves the world. Jesus loves you. That's what we'll tell them. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. We'll tell every person, every creature on this earth, Jesus loves you. 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 You need to know it. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you so. Ooh. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you so. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you so.
Stand in the gap between me and you. So we pray. So we pray. So we pray. We pray for the city. We pray for the city tonight. We pray for the city tonight. What do you think? We pray for the city tonight. 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 Come on. We pray for the city tonight. 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 We pray for the city tonight.
You join me?
pray for the city tonight.
Come on, Yakima.
Pray for the city tonight. We pray for the city tonight. We pray for the city tonight. We pray. We pray. We pray. We pray for the city tonight.
We open this altar up tonight. Come on. The Bible says in the book of Joel, if the priest would cry out between the porch and the altar, give not thy inheritance to reproach. If there's ever been a time for an altar call, folks, it's now. If there's ever been a time for the church to stir thyself, it's now. If we've ever been at a precipice, it's now. I learned how to pray at this altar, man. I learned how to cry out to God for a city, for the lost. I read in your newspaper, they estimate 2,000 homeless teenagers in Yakima. I can relate to that. I was one. I lived behind Goodwill and under bridges till Jesus saved me. I hear the Lord saying tonight, He needs someone. He just needs a few of us to stand in the gap, to cry out between the porch and the altar. To pray that no one is left behind. No one. It's not His will that any man perish. I said it's not His will that any man perish, but that all come to repentance. I guess what I'm trying to say is the altar's open tonight. Come up here and join us, man. Cry out to God. We got to learn how to do it again. It's a lost art. We got to learn how to cry out to God again. It's your first love. It's your first works. Uninhibited. Unabashed. Come on.
We pray for the city tonight. We pray for the city tonight.
Come on.
We pray for the city tonight. We pray for the city tonight. We pray for the city tonight.
From Selah to Union Gap.
Pray for the city tonight. We pray for the city tonight.
6th Street, 10th Street.
City tonight.
Yakima Avenue.
Pray for the city tonight.
Come on.
We pray for the city tonight. We pray for the city tonight.
Come on, sing it.
Pray for the city tonight. Pray for the city.
From West Valley to East Valley. From Selah to Wapato, White Swan.
We pray for the city tonight.
Come on, open your mouth, He'll fill it. He'll make your tongue the pen of a ready writer. Out of your belly will flow the rivers of living water. Open your mouth, and He'll fill it. You'll speak the things that are not as if they were. You'll prophesy to the dry bones.
city tonight.
Come on.
Pray for the city tonight.
Come on up here.
Pray for the city tonight. Pray for the city tonight. We pray for the city tonight. We pray for the city tonight. Pray for the city tonight. We pray for the city tonight. We pray for the city tonight.
Yeah, come on.
We pray for the city tonight.
Yeah, come on.
Be saved. Be saved.
For what moved him was the zeal for my Father's house has consumed me. He lived for one. He died for one. Will we live for one? Will we die for one? The things that he did, you shall do. You followed in his footsteps, you know. And he's walking these streets again. He's searching for one lost coin. And you know, he searches until he finds it. He never gives up. He's the father on the porch in the famine. He's the shepherd looking for the lost sheep. He's the Lord of the harvest. It's who he is. It's who you are. If you need that fire again, man, You know that fire that's really uncomfortable? I don't know if you remember that fire. That urgency, that resolve to live for Jesus that would stir you in the midnight hour and cause you to walk a street, to pray, to cross the street and pour in the oil and the wine. Trim the wick tonight. God forbid we're caught with our lamp half full. We want to be bright and shining lights in the darkness, Lord. A city upon a hill that cannot be hidden or concealed. Lord, we open up this altar for the church of Yakima. You stand in proxy, man. Every revival in history started at the altar. William Joseph Seymour stuck his head in a shoebox all night and prayed. God moved. And the gospel was preached to all the world. And the greater Los Angeles was shaken. That's your posterity. It's your destiny. To be a light. Shining. Pray for the city tonight. Pray for the city tonight. Come on. Pray for the city tonight. Pray for the city tonight. They say that James, the brother of Jesus, they called him Camel Knees because of the callous. Someone told me that Thomas, the apostle, who went to India, there's a cave there that they say the rock is carved out where his knees and his elbows. And he prayed for India. God moved. They say that John Hyde would go up in the mountain and pray. 10 foot of snow would be melted as he prayed for the souls of men. It's no wonder God gave them nations. God gave them revival. Real revival. Where the lost are saved. The dead live. Father, we just come before you tonight, Lord. That's what we do. The anthem of the Welsh revival was lower still. Lord, we just get a little lower tonight. If there's ever been a city that needs a move of God, it's this one, man. Sometimes we wake up in Laodicea, you know. We went to bed in Philadelphia, but we wake up in Laodicea. You know, everything appears to be okay, and everything's just wonderful. But the reality is we need God to move. Got a problem. Crime and drugs. Kids lost. The good news is God is greater. He just needs a vanguard of human beings to say, here am I, send me. I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm not quite really qualified. Matter of fact, I'm unlearned and ignorant, but God, count me in. And grant unto thy servant that with all boldness I can preach the word. Boldness is a lacking element right now in this cookbook. This cultural cookbook we have here in America. We got all kinds of, we got a lot of things down pat, but my friends, we need boldness again. It was the first utterance of the early church. It was the first prayer of the apostles. Grant unto thy servants boldness. To not sin the sin of silence. To be muted. To be silent. To be a witness. Come on, keep praying with me. An old man once told me, he said, there's prayer and there's revival prayer. It's a big difference. I think Gethsemane was a revival prayer. That man prayed. pray that they could be saved. Come on, I have nothing else to do tonight. I lost my sermon a long time ago. All I got left is a prayer, man. And if you'd pray with me tonight, God can move this city. God can tip the simmering pot. A tipping point, a shift, a sudden change of consciousness, a open heaven, some would say, scales falling off their eyes, an enlightenment, an abounding in the knowledge of God. Every heart stirred throughout the city as one man says to another, "Who is he?" A shaking, a shifting, taking the roof off, so to speak, lowering them in. Hosanna, Hosanna, the son of David. Down on First Street. And the rubble of past sin. God moving again. There's a prayer. There's a residue of prayer in this city. I could feel it tonight. A residue of prayer that is being sparked like a remembrance. Like when he said to in the book of Acts, the day of remembrance for you. God's remembering your prayer, he said to the man. This is the day of remembrance. God remembers all the prayers in Yakima. Tonight we're flint and stone. We can spark. What if it's already kindled, Jesus said. He desires a fire to be on this earth. What if it's already kindled? There you go. Come on. Someone's moving now. I can feel it. Be like a wheat and just move. Just bow before the Lord. If a king walked in this room, friend, you'd bow. I promise you, you would. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. When you get a glimpse of that majesty, every tongue confesses. Every stronghold is torn down. And light trumps darkness. Oh, we pray, Lord, for the city tonight. Pastors backslidden, that have fallen off the wagon, that have been in obscurity. Where'd he go? I don't know, man. Haven't heard from him in a long time. Not even on Facebook. Where'd he go? God's calling them back now. I see shepherds and pastors that once burned brightly in this city. And wandered and fainted, grown weary. But I see God moving on them again. Oh, I can feel it. Can you feel that anointing, man? It's called restoration, reconciliation. I see Jonah's coming back to Nineveh. And he's going to preach the length and width of this city. And there's going to be a move of God, man. That's not a facade. That's not a false promise. That's the Bible. A day of visitation. A day when all men would cry out to God, where the lost would be saved. The decadent, the derelict. Those forgiven much love much. It's imminent. It's God's greatest desire. He longs for it much more than I do. I see God restoring people that were once burning lamps and fires in the city. They faded. They faded away. They felt so alone. So out of touch and out of place. Seems like no trace of them. But God is lifting them up now. Oh, he is. He's lifting them up. He's binding up their broken heart. He's restoring them. He's empowering them. He's killing the fatted calf. I smell the smoke of a fatted calf in Yakima. Many prodigals are about to come home. I'm talking about a multitude in a valley of decision. And the day of the Lord is certainly near. A clarion call, a crescendo. As many begin to be born again in the campuses, the schools. You can't take prayer away as long as they're there to stay. You can't take prayer away as long as they are there to stay. I see something happening in the schools, in the lunchroom. God is stirring the hearts of teenagers, and they'll try to say, where did it happen? What, you know, where? It'd be a mystery. God's just going to move on the face of the deep, a deep crying out to deep, a let there be light moment, where chaos and darkness suddenly is made straight. They're in their right mind, fully clothed like legion. They're sent out. They begin to preach in the streets. There won't be a place in this city that you won't hear the gospel. They say that Amy Simpson McPherson, when she preached in Los Angeles, there was not a courtyard, a street corner in all of Los Angeles that you would not hear her voice over some medium of radio. They fed over 1 million people during the Great Depression. I hear a sound of salvation. I feel like what Elijah must have felt like when he bowed 7 times and prayed. Sometimes you just got to pray again. I feel like praying again tonight. It would be easy to withdraw and move on, but my God, could it be the 7th time we pray that the rain comes? Could it be that moment that we don't shrink back? Could it be that moment we press in? Could it be that moment that we persevere, that God begins to peel back, begins to pierce through? Could it be in that moment he says a rain's coming to Yakima? A rain that hasn't been here in 50 years. A deluge. Where men and women everywhere pray and lift up holy hands. Not just once a year, but every day. These things aren't so far away. Oh, you're so quiet tonight. Come on, cry out. I dare say I would hate it for a rock to cry outside now. Come on, just pray tonight, man. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. And pray for the city tonight. Pray for the city tonight.
We cry out. We cry out.
city tonight. We pray for the city tonight. We pray for the city tonight. Yakima, He is calling you back home. Whoa, won't you go? We pray for the city tonight. Yakima, He is calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you. We pray for the city tonight. He's calling out your name. Yakima, God is calling you. Yakima, He's calling you. Prodigals, the prodigals, the prodigals, the prodigals. He's calling you home, calling you home. He's fighting for you, He's fighting for you, He's fighting for you, Yakima. He's sending His angels. It's calling for you. It's calling for you. It's a roll call. 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 Will you stand in the hedge? Will you stand in the hedge? Will you stand in the hedge? It's a roll call. It's calling you. He's calling the prodigals. He's calling the church. He's calling you now. He's calling your name. He's calling you now. It's a roll call. He's calling His warriors. He's calling His warriors. He's calling you out. He's calling you out. No longer on the sidelines, but in the front lines. He's calling you out, Yakima. He's calling you out. He's calling your name, one by one. He's calling your name, everyone. No longer in the sidelines, but now you're in the front lines. He's calling your name, Yakima. He's calling you out. Hear the call. Hear the call. Hear the call, Yakima. Cause it's war for the souls of your city. It's war for the hordes of men. It is war for the soul of your city. It is war for the hearts of men. No longer on the sidelines, now you're on the front lines. Nothing holding back. His orders, dispatching His orders to a city that shouldn't be sleeping, to a city Yakima no longer on the sidelines, but now you're on the front lines. He's calling that which was lost. He's passing the torch to you. He's passing the torch to you. Yakima, hear His call. Will you receive your just pray for one person that's hurting and dying, Lord, someone who's lost. If I could just encourage someone, if I could just visit someone who's sick, Lord, you said, Could you feed me when I was hungry? If I could just be that person, then I'll go. Here I am. I will go.
Paul prayed. He said, pray for me that I might receive a supply of the Spirit. He later said in Ephesians 6, pray for me that I might speak boldly as I ought to speak. One of my favorites is, to me, who am less, he said, to me who am less than the least of all the saints, is this grace given, that I might preach the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. To me who am less than the least of all the saints is this grace given. That's what we're praying tonight, that grace would be given to us afresh, anew. We can't look back, so to speak. We can't rely upon what we had. But this one thing we do, we forget what lies behind us. We reach forward. We strive for the upward call in Christ Jesus. What is the upward call? You ever asked yourself that? Wow. I believe I know what it is. That this gospel be preached to all the world. That there be a great value on the cross of Jesus Christ. I love Paul. He said, if I glory, I will glory in the cross of Jesus. For the preaching of the cross is the power of God to save. He chose the foolishness of preaching to save people. I guess I qualify. And so do you. Father, we thank you for a fresh rain, a fresh anointing, a supply of the Spirit. As Paul said, an enablement, a grace to be granted to us, young and old, Lord. It doesn't matter if we've been in this game for 40 years. We may need it more. We may need it more, Lord.
Yes.
A rekindling, God, a humility, an acknowledgement that we need gold tried in the fire. We need white garments that our naked does not appear. We need eyes solved that we can see. You know. And your grace will be sufficient, Father. You'll enable us to go the extra mile, to live in that sense of urgency as they admonished us earlier, God. To have that urgency. To redeem the time. The days are evil. My God, Father. Just pray for that tonight, right now. Jesus, I feel it. I just feel some are just really taking it in tonight. I believe that Yakima is a linchpin for the whole state. I believe where Yakima goes, there goes Washington. I really do, at least in the spirit. You're a barometer, you're a compass, you're a navigator, and the Lord wants to stir and wants to steer the ship back to the shore of harvest, to be a house of prayer for all nations, to have a world view, to have God's vantage point. Father, we pray tonight that from Yakima, that Ellensburg and all the outlying regions would be stirred, would be all hands on deck, that complacency that often causes us to settle and rest in our laurels, that God, we would be stirred, that this is our greatest hour, it surely is, and that Father, as it seems that darkness covers the earth and perplexity of nations and men's heart failing for fear, that we would arise and shine, Lord, that you would grant unto thy servants that we could have that grace, God, abounding. Oh, Jesus. Lord, we pray for a new vanguard of evangelists in Yakima. A new breed of evangelists, God. Young and old, Lord. It doesn't take tattoos and long hair. It could be little old ladies and little David Wilkersons in their shoes and suits. It could be Nikki Cruz in his zoot suit. It could be anybody, God. We just pray for a new, fresh fervency and zeal for evangelism. God, we just echo the words of Paul that we would do the work of an evangelist. Because we know the times are coming when they'll not heed sound doctrine. So we preach the word now, in season and out of season, Lord. Lord, we'll see them saved. We'll see that old county jail saved. Troubled place. Troubled place, Lord. That you'd stir the waters there, God. That up there on the fourth floor, God, there'd be an awakening. In those pods, God. That it would all be a God pod, Lord. All through the corridors and hallways of that county jail. That there'd be Sauls of Tarsus that are suddenly struck with the revelation of your salvation, God. The most hardened criminals, God. The most indifferent, calloused, cold. Kick against the pricks. That God, you would suddenly appear to them, Father, in the night. That you'd speak to them in their cold cell. And they would begin to blaze a trail. They'd begin to preach the gospel. Oh, Jesus. And it would bleed into the streets of Yakima. On Fruitvale and 16th Avenue, God. That whole neighborhood there. All of those city blocks, God. We pray for house churches there. We pray that from house to house they would break bread. And in the temple. And add it to the church daily such as should be saved. Father, we just, well, Lord, we put a bloodline right now, Lord. From Fruitvale down 16th Avenue and up over to the Yakima Avenue, that whole section. Come on, can you feel this tonight? I think God is really deploying his grace tonight. And you hold the keys. Whatever you loose in heaven, what a responsibility. Whatever you loose in heaven is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. So, Father, we pray that all that Fruitvale area and, Father, starting over on 16th Avenue and all through that area that seemed has been in a slow decay. Father, we pray for that area right now in Jesus' mighty name. Come on. We pray for their right now house churches. We pray for a Priscilla and an Aquila. We pray for an Apollos. We pray for mighty preachers to be raised up in their midst. Hispanic and Caucasian and African American and Asian. Lord, even crossing over 16th Avenue. Lord, into all those other streets there, reaching into 40th Avenue, Father, we pray for that whole sector. From Fruitvale on and Summit View, Father, we pray now. There's something, I see God just redigging a well, like a Jacob's well, where they'll be drawn like that woman who was a troubled soul, but she met Jesus. And overnight, she became a catalyst. She moved a whole city to the Lord. And they went out to hear for themselves what Jesus had to say. And he spent two whole days in Samaria. Father, we just prophesy and pray to Fruitvale. We pray for fruit there. Fruit that remains, God. We pray for the churches that are peppered throughout that region, Lord, that are under siege, God. There's problems there. Hard-pressed economically, spiritually. But it's just like God to move in the lowest place. We pray for intercessors to begin to pray over those ley lines and to cast the net on the other side. We pray for house churches to be born there, Lord, and families to be saved, and the hearts of fathers turned back to the children. For a great reconciliation there, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Lord, we pray for the Lindells, Lord. We pray for the Lord. Oh, Father, I
believe that they've been faithful with little, and you've promised to give them greater, Lord. And I truly believe it's a time that their tent stakes are being strengthened and their borders are being broadened. And Lord, that the kingdom of God would break out on their right hand and their left. That it would be a Jabez moment, surely, God, that their territory would be enlarged, Lord. What territory? The territory of people that they can reach. Lord, the shadow that they can cast like Peter in Acts 5:15. That they even lay them in the streets on couches and beds, that as he walked by. Father, the shadow that we cast, the metron, the measure that we have. Father, I really truly believe that you're blowing out the walls. That you're stretching out their borders, their territory, their influence, their impact on Yakima. The influence, Father, I believe it's a Jacob moment for you. He says, no longer is your name Jacob, but Israel. There was an identity change. It didn't mean he wasn't who he was, but he went up. He graduated from glory to glory, faith to faith. And he said, you're going to have favor with God and man. And I truly believe that you're on the cusp of that, that God would grant you favor, that God would grant you the privilege of preaching the gospel to this city in a greater measure, that you'd be invited to other places very frequently. Come and preach the word to us. We need you. Like a Macedonian call. Come over here and help us. I see that happening. And Macedonia wasn't an easy place. It's a place steeped in occult and paganism. But the little light was shining there. And Paul woke from the dream and said, certainly God has sent me there. And he went and preached the gospel. I see many Macedonian calls all through the city saying, come preach here for us. Would you help us? Would you bring a team and pray for us? We're tired, but we're not giving up. Oh, Jesus. I see sails being lifted in this mouth, sails on the mast of the ship of this church. Sails that have kind of been just, you know, a little tattered, a little torn, a little. I see a wind filling these sails. I see a real clarion call, a commissioning, as she said. The ship's going to sail. Let's launch it out in the deep. It's throwing the net on the right side, on the other side. It's going to take in a great catch. I see baptisms, not only here in the church, but in the river. Times of baptisms, people being saved. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that was your cue to say it back. If we were on a movie set, we'd have to cut, take two, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. If I was the director, I'd say, no, a little bit more umph. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. We may have to film that again. Praise God, Jesus. Oh, yeah, an enthusiasm, an excitement. You know, I've been saved 27 years now. I'll tell you what, I'm excited. People think I'm sometimes putting on a front. It can't be real, Chad. You can't just be doing this. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then he leads me full circle back into this church. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I always thought it was bigger. It seemed so big back then. It seemed so big. Wow. Interesting. You okay?
Yes.
Everybody all right? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That was your cue again. Okay, cut. Take two. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I don't know about this one. Oh, okay, there we go. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Wow. Wow, look at this little lady here. Boy, what an anointing on her to save the lost. You know, it's you look at pictures of Corrie Ten Boom and others that were used by God mightily. They were so simple and unassuming, like the uncomely parts. That anointing's on you just to see the lost saved. I just pray that would stir in your heart. Yeah, that longing. I'd read stories about Corrie Ten. We've been to her grave a few times. She just happens to be buried in California, so, you know, wow. And I'll just go there sometimes to remind me what it means to be a Christian, you know, that being a Christian is not just going to heaven. If that was the only purpose for being a Christian. You'd been sucked up there the moment you were saved. You know, heaven, woo, wow, this is great. Praise God. But no, you're here. You know, you're stuck here. Well, maybe he'll come tomorrow. Oh, not again. Another year, another 10 years. Because it's unfinished business. We're not done. And that's what drove Jesus. He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. You know, that's my only business. I got no other reason for being here. Well, I remember one of my first messages I ever heard was in this church in 1987. And it was Pastor Tom Baker. And he announced that morning. I was just young in the Lord, about a month old. And he made a real audacious statement. He said, I'm going to tell you when Jesus is coming back today. Wow, I couldn't hear a pin drop. You know, whoa. Are we going to vote him out, you know, or vote him in? You know, it was just a, and he just began to preach out of the gospel. And his punchline to that was, he goes, are you ready now? I'm going to tell you when Jesus is coming back. You ready? I'm going to tell you the very moment when this gospel's preached to all the nations, then the end shall come. Wow. And you heard a great sigh of relief. Oh, we get to keep our pastor. Praise God. You know, whoo, you know, one for the Gipper, you know. But it's so true. And those were the first messages I heard and was right in this church. You know, I remember my first month in Jesus was in this church. It seemed so big. Did you do something? Did you shrink it? Honey, I shrunk the church. I mean, what happened? Anyways, I was just so little, you know. I was so young in the Lord. I'm not saying I'm big now, but I'm just saying it seems so big. But I remember one of the first messages I heard was from a lady named Joan Souza. And she'd be up here on this platform, and I'm only a few weeks old in the Lord, dude. And I went to church a couple blocks down, the big white one. You know that Pentecostal church down here? No, I'm kidding. The Mormon. Anyways, that was your cue to laugh. Cut. Take another pan. Ha ha. Oh boy, we're gonna get in sync here. Jesus. But I was up here, and no, she was up here, and I'm only a few weeks old in the Lord, man. I'm just in awe of what God's doing. Matter of fact, I'm still on escape from jail. You know, and I'm just in awe. Every day seems just like a precious moment. And this lady's up here talking about the Lord and harvest, and all of a sudden she just walks off the platform and walks out the door. Wow. And I remember somebody got up here and just started praying or something. Oh, Jesus, praise the Lord. We pray for Joan. And about 10 minutes elapses, and everyone's just sitting there. And she walks to that door there with a homeless man that just got saved. I said, oh, my God, this is the gospel, man. This stuff's real. Wow. And then we would go out to dinner at, oh, boy, oh, you know, that little fat guy that used to be down here by Ward's Plaza and all that. Yeah, yeah, that guy, that restaurant there, and now it's something weird, you know, really weird food now. But we'd go there after lunch. We'd go there after a service during that month when she was here. The first week I walked in these doors as a few days on the Lord, this chick is here preaching. And I'd go to the bathroom and come back, and she's on her knees with the waitress. And the waitress is bawling. Then here comes the manager, and he gets saved too. I mean, this is unreal. And I'm like, this is what's in the Bible. This stuff's real. This stuff's the gospel, man. And that's what it was right in these corridors and halls that God did this. I'll never forget the first Sunday here. Was just a trip, man. It's just amazing. I'll never forget the message. The message was about broken families. And Tom Baker said, everyone should just hold each other's hand. You know, and here I am holding my hand with a very fragmented, broken family that really had a problem with me. And God just moved. And I said to myself, I got to talk to that dude. I got to talk to that dude. And I went back to an office back here. And I looked at this guy, and I said, I'm going to see if he's really for real. I said, well, sir, I'm going to escape from jail. You know, I'm waiting for the big bang. And he reached out his hands. I never had anybody do that before. He reached out like this. He said, let's pray. I said, wow. I thought you did something like this or something, you know. And I remember he just prayed, and he said, well, I said, I'm called to preach, sir. He said, well, you should come tonight because we have this lady going to teach us how to preach, how to go out in the streets. And, you know, I saw God begin to move. And we'd go out in the city of Yakima. just a few weeks old in Jesus. I didn't even know a scripture. I didn't know one scripture. And we go out in these streets and see crowds of people gather. 8th Street, 6th Street, 5th Street, 4th Street. Crowds. And we just open our mouth and begin to speak, and God would begin to move. Move. Unbelievable. Do you know what, friend? As I was approaching this date to come back here, which was a real, really interesting for me, kind of unsettling to come back here, really. You know, back to the very place where I was baptized in that water right there. Still on escape from jail. I'm not on escape now, however, so, you know, I'm. But, so it was a little unsettling. But, you know, as I was approaching this date to come back here, right here to my hometown, right here to the church that I was baptized and saved, God began to kind of enlighten me to why. That I was only first fruits. I was first fruits of Yakima. I was a son of the city. I'm a son of the city, man. I was born here. My grandpa was raised here, city council. He built the West Valley Cemetery at the Big Bible, and he built that and brought the governor there to ignition, you know, all this stuff. And I mean, this is my home. Right to the bone. I was saved just a few blocks from here on 38th Avenue, 1200 South 38th, hiding from the police. This is my home. And as I was returning here, God began to speak to me, Chad, you were first fruits. You were first fruits of revival that I intend for this city. But it hasn't happened yet. It's not come to fruition. That was just a foretaste. That was just a watering and a planting. But God's about to bring an increase here. There is a new a spark, a fire, a wave, whatever you want to call it, that's about to begin to plunge this city into its greatest hour. Yeah, it is. I always like this disclaimer. I've ministered the YWAM bases, a lot of YWAM bases with Lauren Cunningham and others, just very honored to be with those giants of the faith. And on the wall of their, Kona, Hawaii, on the big wall of their ghost, it's called the Go Center. That's how apropos, on the Go Center. There's a scripture out of Habakkuk. It says, be utterly amazed and be astounded, for I will do a work in your day that you would not believe even if someone told you. So if I happen to say things tonight that are hard to believe, that astound you and amaze you, hey, it's biblical. Because God is going to move in this city. And I was first fruits of it. He is going to raise up 10,000 of me. 10,000 of you. And multitudes more. He is going to begin to stir. There's a winnowing fork in his hand. And there's a threshing floor made ready now. Yeah, there is. And that's where the church is going. The church is not going up. The church is going out. The up is later. The up is after you go out. I need a drink of water after that one. Jesus. Praise God. I might just jump over that wall and take a swim. Praise God. That was your cue to chuckle, to sigh, to say there's no water. That would hurt. Jesus. We were in Springfield, Oregon. I was ministering with Bobby Connor in 1999. And I told the pastor one night in this conference, it was called something prophetic encounter or something like that. And I told the pastor, who I'd never met, large church, I said, could you get the water in the baptism? He said, well, sure, but it takes a night. It takes a few hours to fill up, but I will have it ready for you tomorrow. Do you know why? I go, I have no idea. So by the next day, they filled the water trough or baptismal. And we had gone out that night and brought tracts out and preached in the big swap meet downtown. And people began to come in. And that night, a group from a battered women's shelter had come in. And they had filled the back up. And we opened the baptism. Long story short, we had over 300 baptized in the course of a month. The weekend turned into a month as the loss began to pour in. Many of the people being baptized were born again as well. They were getting renewed. That first love, that passion to see people saved. Just a move of God. You know, it might be a hint. You might want to get some water. You might want to get some water in there. As Rhode Island says, water. You got to get some water. Been in Rhode Island a lot. You got some water in the baptism. Because God is about to move. I'm telling you, it's been 26 years I've never spoken this church.
Either it's an anomaly or God has a real purpose for it. And I don't think it's an anomaly. I don't think it's a UFO has appeared tonight, an flying unidentified object. Who's that guy? You know, whoa. You know, I think God has a purpose. God has brought back one of the first fruits of harvest in your city that was saved or consequently came to this church right after he was saved, right here. Uncle Skip brought us here. Skip Schoaf, you know, the insurance guy, you know. He brought us here. My Uncle Skip, my mom's brother. He's the only guy who got saved at the Mormon church. He only had one that had sense, you know. And he brought us here. My God. Thank God for Uncle Skip. Praise. Does anyone have an Uncle Skip here? His real name's Herbert, but don't let him know I told you that. Don't anyone put that on Facebook, or I will never have an uncle. Skip. Herbert. No, that wasn't on the script. Jesus, you guys are so quiet. Are you all right tonight? Amen. Father, we just lift up Yakima. We lift up the hands that hang down. We strengthen the feeble knees, that which is lame is not turned away, but rather it's healed, Father. Lord, prophecy is to encourage, to edify and build up, and we prophesy tonight. All over Yakima for a buoyancy and encouragement. Father, just that you'd begin to lift up the hands that hang down and strengthen them. Let them know that you're not tarrying, that you're coming, God, that you're going to visit this city. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I just pray for this whole row of women. What a wrecking crew this is. Boy, you've seen this come down Yakima Avenue. You better run or get saved. I'll tell you what. Wow. There's some anointing here for the preaching of the gospel. What's Luke 10:1 say? I sent them out two by two into every city and place where I myself was about to go. See, Jesus ain't going there till you go there. We can sit up on the balcony all our whole life and say, we're waiting for Jesus to come. No, he ain't going there till you go there. Wow, he ain't going there till you go there. So he sent them out two by two into every city and place where he himself was going to go. If you don't go, he don't go. That's the dynamic of the kingdom of God. Wow. You know, I love that scripture, any man having put his hand to the plow. Interesting, hand. If you only put one hand on the plow, you go in circles. It's because his hand is on the other end of the plow. You're co-laborers. You're working with Jesus. It's not us standing back watching him work. It's us getting into the field with him. Ah, praise the Lord. So, Father, anoint them, Jesus. Just anoint them. You felt disqualified, you know, just not worthy. Who am I? I don't fit that criteria. Yes, you do. God can use you. Matter of fact, he really wants to. That's right. Praise God. So, Father, we just ask you to just trim their wick and fill their lamps, God. Just encourage them today, God, that you're the calling of God's without repentance. Come on, pray with me. The calling of God's without repentance. You don't renege. You don't retract it. When we stumble and fall and make mistakes, you don't withdraw from us as humans often do. It, matter of fact, you even draw closer to us. Sin abounds, grace abounds even more. May, what a paradox. So, Father, we just minister to them tonight. God, we thank you that you're going to use them amongst their own family. There's some factions and fragments even in your own families. There's some wayward people. There's some disgruntled and disenfranchised, but God's calling them back, and he's repairing the breach, and he's raising up the desolation of many generations. So, Father, we just thank you right now, God, that you would cause them to be courageous, cause them to be full of faith, Lord, and not shrink back, but to move forward, to step out of the boat, so to speak. And, Father, they'll find themselves walking on water. And if they happen to sink, you'll lift them up. This is a win-win, folks. This is a win-win. So, Father, we just pray for them, God. Let God use you. Open your mouth. He'll fill it. Be his witness. Tell somebody, hi, hello. God bless you. Have a good day. Jesus loves you. My God, just roll your window down and just, hey, it's a mighty fine day, isn't it? Matter of fact, it could even be better. My Lord, just anoint them, Father. Make them courageous and make them brave. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's keep praying. Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And Father, use them to lay hands on the sick. People with headaches and terminal diseases, Alzheimer's, nursing homes. Boy, I cut my teeth in nursing homes. No church let me preach, so I had to go to the nursing homes. I got kicked out of every nursing home in Yakima. I finally just figured out I'd get a job there, and they couldn't kick me out. Well, they still did. But boy, I would preach to everybody, and they'd be saved. I walked into a room once where a man was deaf, mute, and blind. Right here in Yakima, downtown, the Yakima Convalescent. Walked into his room. The nurse said, don't go in there. He can't hear, he can't see, he can't speak. I said, I'm going to do it anyways. And I walked in there and began to sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I got to the second stanza, they began to sing with me. Jesus loves me. And he moved in his bed. He was strapped in his bed. His eyes were yellow. And he said, I love you. I said, I love you too, brother. See the power of God. All he needs someone to do is just say it. Well, that's not my calling, Chad. Who lied to you? My God. That was the big lie. No. We're the only witnesses that he is God. We're the only ones. Oh, Jesus. This anointing, I just feel it ain't coming from me, matter of fact. I don't lay hands on nobody no more. He has a big hand. He's the hand of God. He inscribes our names on the palm of his hand. Nothing can snatch us from his hand. But God's doing this right now. There's an anointing I can just feel going through this room. Anointing for what? To be like Christ. Everywhere you go, to be a catalyst. Jesus, come on, man. That deserves an Altoid. I'll tell you what. Boy. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. If for you too, brother, you ain't old and weathered. You're not a ship on the dock. You know, you're not just an icon on the shelf. Your latter end is greater than your beginning. Boy, I hear your voice in the streets of Yakima, brother. You're not offending nobody. You're heralding. You're a voice crying in the wilderness. Make straight the path. Make a place for Jesus. I see you on street corners. I'm just telling you the truth what I see. How beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel. Boy, he's shodding your feet again, man. It's like you, like your soul's been a little worn out. He's shodding your feet, preparing you for the gospel. Boy, truly is. Truly, he's given you the credentials. He's given you the anointing already for a long, long time. Sometimes we have a holding pattern. Sometimes we're just at dock, you know, getting fixed up. Well, brother, I hear the foghorn. He's calling you out again. He said, I have need of thee. Come on. Would you walk with me in the field? Would you walk with me in the streets? Would you let me take you and visit people? Even go door to door and tell people that Jesus loves them? Oh, yes, yes. Yes, he will. Yes, he will, Lord. Yes, he will, Jesus. The labors are few. You know, that scripture, when he says send out, pray that he would send out, that's a Greek word for thrust and cast out. Pray that he would send out laborers, thrust them into the harvest. So, Father, we just thank you for thrusting him and throwing him out. In Jesus' mighty name. God, what a shepherd's anointing on you, brother, to bring the sheep, to bring the lost. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Your cup's overflowing. Fill his cup to overflowing, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Wow. That was a little late. Let's redo that again. Take 15. Hallelujah. That's good. I had a Bible once. I promise. Oh, it's up there, yeah. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. Here we are. Interesting. Amen? Yeah. Let me see here. I might use this stool to sit in my Bible. Praise God. Come on, if at any moment you want to shout, holler, jump up, clap your hands, pretend you're Pentecostal, hey! Yeah, it's all, go for it. You know, make a joyful noise to the Lord. My God, don't let a sinner pass you by and go, whoa, what's wrong with him? Is he having a bad day? You know, you're a living epistle. You're read by all men. What are they reading? Poetry in a bathroom wall or the Bible? Come on. You're it, tag. You're it. You're the one. Praise God. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. So at any moment, if you want to holler, say amen, shout, jump up, lift your hands, feel free to do that. Remember when you did that all the time? I learned to worship by a guy in this front row named David Cowan, Don Cowan's son. I'll never forget that boy in this front row. He would just like this. I said, God, guys, either he's weird or he's really got something special. I think he had something special. He'd be right up here every Sunday like this. He just loved Jesus. Come on. You just love. You don't care. You're like David to his wife. I will yet become more undignified than this. You ain't seen nothing yet, man. I wouldn't do what he did. However, I get the point, you know. Amen? Yes. Praise God. Oh, podium? Nah. That's too formal. They might call me a preacher. Praise the Lord. You're quieter than one at you. I didn't think that was possible. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. There's a scripture in the Old Testament that says the breaker goes before them. Sometimes we just need a breakthrough. That breaker that is Christ, he goes before us. He's like that ship that breaks through the ice. And I just see God breaking through tonight. All over Yakima, breaking the stymie that stymies us and you know, just quenches us. Makes us feel just, and it's just breaking us free, man. Praise God. Wow. And you know, consequently, anything we do tonight is going out over this whole city. It's been amplified. We're just a sounding board. That's why I'm never daunted by attendance. You know, I usually go, oh, where are they? It's insignificant now because Jonathan said to David, he's able to save with many or with few. If there's only a few that come together and agree for one common cause to see Yakima saved. Saved. All over here. A revival in Washington School. A move of God at Lewis and Clark School. A move of God at McClure. A move of God at Ike and Davis. A move of God. That really, when I say that, it just... all over you, dude, for this youth and the kids and the, of all ages, a matter of fact, but there's something that really resonates in you for that, Father. I thank you for a fire for these young people, a boldness to approach them, no matter what color they wear, what race they, whatever they claim to be, Father. I thank you for a boldness, Lord, a cross and a switchblade boldness, Jesus. They put a knife to David's throat, and he said, you can cut me in 1,000 pieces, and every piece will tell you Jesus loves you. Boy, I would have ran like hell. Whoa, oh, dude, you're nuts. You know, or you're in love with God. I said, anointing on you, brother. We've been to Times Square Church a few times last year. Unbelievable. There's an anointing on you for the lost, brother, for the sidewalks, for the alleys, for the highways, for the byways, for the hedges, for the campuses. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, that would be stirred within him, God, that you would begin to line it up, God. You begin to amplify it. You begin to explode, Father, to his right and to his left, that anointing, God. Give a piercing discernment to see them. Like Jesus saw Nathanael under the tree. Give him a piercing discernment to know where the lost are. To know those that are left behind. Those that are, Father, crying out for you. Sometimes the most rambunctious and, wild looking. What they're doing is hiding the cry. They're trying to hide. They don't want anyone to see the desperation. The brokenness. The hurt. Oh, Father. It's a troubling thing when God moves on you like this. It wakes you up in the midnight hour. You're like David. He holds back the night watches. And he seeks out that which is lost. Father, we thank you, Father, for stirring him. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Wow, wow. Thank you, God. I see many people, young people, being drawn to your home as well. Just being drawn, coming at all hours. Man, can you pray for me, dude? Can you pray for me, dude? Jesus. And you'll give an answer, for the hope is within you. You'll open your mouth and God will fill it. Come on, just help me pray just a little bit longer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Just sharpen his sword, Lord, tonight. Boy. Jesus. A cutting edge anointing, God, to cut the chase, to pierce the heart, to cause men to cry out to God, to repent for their sins, to be saved, Lord. What made the cowardly Peter a brave man in 9 weeks? From Passover to Pentecost, what made a man that couldn't even witness to one person roaring in the streets of Jerusalem? It was the power of the Holy Ghost that came on him. And Lord, you made it very clear that when this anointing comes upon us, we shall receive power to be your witness. Well, Lord, give us power to be your witness. He failed to tell you the fine print, though, in that scripture. The word witness is the Greek word martyr. Oops. You know. I didn't know that one, Lord. I would have not done that, you know. It was the anointing to give your life for Jesus. Wow. Dude. Come on, pray with me for a minute. God's doing something. Just close your eyes just for a minute. Jesus, thank you, Father. Someone's asking questions about the Lord right now, right in this room. Oh, God. We're not going to ask you to do anything crazy. We're not going to point you out. Just close your eyes and pray with me for a moment. There's a heart that's asking questions, inquiring right now. I can feel it saying, what's this all about? I can feel something. What, you know, I've been to church before, but what's this all about? It's the call of God in your life. That's what it is. It's the call of God in your life. Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Just let go. Just you don't have to know it all, you know? You'll never know it all. You got to accept it at face value. Just accept what God has for you. Just accept it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Just open your heart to that reality. Just open your mind to that reality right now, that God is real, that Jesus Christ has a purpose for your life. Father, we thank you right now for that reality. Right now. Right now. Even if you just have to whisper it. Even if you have to say it in your mind. In your mind, just say right now, Lord, I open up my heart to you. Just come on, just do it, whoever you are. Just, Lord, I open up my heart to you right now. Right now. I believe in you. Come on, just say it, say it. Whisper it, think it, something. I believe in you. I don't know it all, but I believe in you right now. I relinquish my right to my own life. I hand you the keys. I hand you the keys in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, just say it. Say, Jesus, I hand you the keys of my life. I am yours. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Oh, wow. You know, many years ago, I was in a, I'll make this brief. We had some long worship and prayer. Years ago in the county jail, as a matter of fact, they handed me an old National Geographic. And out of all the National Geographics that ever been, you ever seen the stacks of them? I've seen people with like hundreds in their garage, and they come out I don't know how many times a year. But in the county jail, I asked for a book, and the guard brought me back a National Geographic. It was March of 1970. That's the month and year I was born. On the cover was Yakima, Washington. Yeah, absolutely. You could just Google it. And it was an entire article about Yakima and the fruit and how it was reaching the world. And that it was just an unbelievable place, and that it was garnering the attention of the world, and it was feeding the hungry and all this stuff, and about the migrant workers and all the dynamic of Yakima. And I knew at that moment, just reflecting on that, you know, I had nothing else to do but reflect, that Yakima was special. That Yakima just wasn't a passing thought in God's mind. That he had a real, real big purpose for this city. And it was greater than most people thought. That eye had not seen nor ears heard. And I think there's been moments in Yakima's consciousness that it's glimpsed it. But in my opinion, at least my understanding, it's glimpsed it and then lost it. Glimpsed it and then lost it, a lot like Jerusalem. It would see its destiny, it would roar, it would rise up, it would, you know, lead them out of Egypt and then, you know, and then rise up again. But I truly believe that Yakima's coming to a place of an epiphany. I believe that Yakima's coming to a place of great revelation, that she begins to understand and discern who she really is in this world. That she truly is a place that God is reckoning with, that God is desiring to ignite, that it can be an ensign, it can be a lampstand, it can be a signpost for all the world, that it would be like an Antioch. I preached that recently in Anaheim. I said, Anaheim's an Antioch. Antioch was a trip. Antioch has the royal road. It was a road in the ancient civilization, that 1,600-mile road. This is a trip. It also had the spice highway, and had all this silk and spice. It was a highway back then. It was like a modern-day Pony Express. They had 150 different stations where they could get their horses, and it was no wonder God would start Christianity in Antioch. I mean, God's no dummy. He put it in a city that could reach the world. He put it in a city that had industry, that had things and economy and all of the industry that could reach the world. And they could channel that. They could ride that wave, so to speak, and reach the world for God. And the church, they were first called Christians in Antioch. And you know what? That road, that's the missionary journeys of Paul. That road was already laid out through the industry, through the economy of Antioch. Those roads are already laid out for Yakima. God has already put an industry, a robust industry that's went through some famine, went through some drought, went through some things, but is still a force to be reckoned with. Jesus. And I believe that God is the winnowing fan. He's blowing now on the threshing floor of Yakima. I believe that consequently it's going to impact the industry. It's going to impact the very fields and fruit. I believe you're going to begin to see an increase in everything, not just spirit, but that your body would prosper as your soul and spirit, that everything around Yakima is about to shine. Oh, Jesus. And then the light comes out of concealment. All of a sudden, the light begins. This reminds me of a prism. I get that, the light. One little alteration in a prism, the light changes. I see God begin to turning the prism, beginning to shape and alter, and it's going to begin to flash and shine, and it can happen in a twinkle of an eye. That's a prism, a twinkle of an eye. That's how fast God can begin to change things. Oh, man. You know, when we were here last time with this group, and we did that thing with Roger Wilson and his building downtown. You know, the next morning, we sang Holy, Holy, Holy for 3 hours, 2.5 hours from that day. Holy, Holy, Holy over Yakima. You know, the next day, I've looked it up and I've saved it and put it on Facebook. The next day's headlines in the Yakima Herald was fire rains from the sky. Over 1,500 lightning bolts came all over around Yakima. Wow. And their one fire was started, but it was so obscure that it wasn't really an alarm. It was out on Rattlesnake Ridge. We were in the Pioneer Cemetery the day before, praying over the graves killed in the Indian War. We discovered that a rogue band of Indians who had betrayed Chief Joseph of the Nez Perce, they were a rogue band, Judas, that they had slaughtered a whole family coming to Yakima. They're buried in that cemetery. They slaughtered them on Rattlesnake Ridge. And it got burned with fire. God cleansed the land. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn them again, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. I believe Yakima is about to be healed. Healed. Big time. Let me share a scripture with you. I believe there's no more scripture more apropos, more appropriate for Yakima. It's a very common scripture. Can I read it to you? Matthew 7, 5. Let me see here where to go. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Matthew 5. Verse 14. This is a scripture for Yakima. Do you want it? You want to take this scripture as your own? You want to adopt it, make this your mantra, your anthem? Here it is. Yakima. You are the light of the world. You are a city built on a hill that cannot be hidden. Lord, we declare this over Yakima right now. It is a city upon a hill that can't be hidden. It is the light of the world. That word light's really interesting. It comes from the Greek word phos or phosphorus. It means to shine, shed light, to shine, become visible. I like this part. It means to become visible, become evident, to come into view, to cause to appear. We've got to get out of the closet now. We've got to become visible. We can't be the church in hiding no more. There's really a roll call. There really is. It's a call to action, big time. And how that's going to pan out to each human being, I don't know. But it's that time. God is stirring us and calling us to become visible, to become evident and to appear, to become the light of the world. Oh, man. A city upon a hill that cannot be hidden. The word hidden means to conceal or keep secret or hide. We can't keep this good news secret no more. Can you imagine a pandemic hits the town and you've got the cure? Well, you know, I just don't feel called. You know, I'm comfortable. Worship was fantastic. We've got to let this out now. We've got to let it out of concealment. We've got to begin to purpose ourselves and do everything we can on every thought that we have to begin to ask God to help us reveal this light and begin to reveal. And it can happen individually. As each person does it, it begins to spark Yakima. And the prism, the light, the twinkle begins to shine. And it begins to reach the world and garner the attention of the National Geographic and whatever else. God begins to move. This can happen. I was just in Newtown, North Dakota, a town of 1,000. It has quadrupled its size. 12,000 trucks come through the town a day. You know how? An oil well. The biggest oil boom in modern history. And the obscure cities are suddenly on the map. Wow. And overnight, God can cause a city to shine, to reach the world. Amen? Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know how that happens, friend? It happens through prayer and going. Now, the thing was Jerusalem was doing a lot of praying then. But why were they all messed up? They weren't praying the right thing. So Jesus came in and set it straight, said, pray for the nations. Pray for my house shall be a house of prayer. That word house literally means a household, a family, or a nation. Not a building. What he really meant was, anywhere my people are, they will be a prayer for the nations, for the world, for every person. Wow. Amen. Praise God. So you got to pray and you got to go. We got to go now. We got to begin to determine in our heart, where's our Samaria? Where's God calling us to go? Last night it was Joe's Bar and Grill in Wenatchee. Interesting place. Joe's Bar and Grill. Good food. Good chef salad, Diet Coke and Pepsi. As we exited the place last night, we had about 8 or 9 people. We just asked if anyone wanted to go out in the streets. We'd take them out, you know. And as we exited the bar on the jukebox, on cue, full blast, Jesus is just all right with me. Jesus is just all right. Oh, yeah. And we had Rosie with us. Rosie Bowden from Ellensburg. You don't take Rosie with you if you don't want to get embarrassed or you don't want to get witness Jesus, because you take Rosie with you, you will. All of a sudden, Rosie begins to sing it out loud. Jesus is just all right with me in the bar. I'm like, oh, God, Jesus, praise the Lord. I'm not with her. All of a sudden, the guy at the table, he begins to go like this. He gets up. Jesus is just all right with. All of a sudden, we got a third of the bar singing this song. Worshiping Jesus, man. All because someone was bold. Someone stepped over the line. Wow. We walked into a bar in Cleveland, Ohio. This is one of my final thoughts tonight. We walked into a bar in Cleveland, Ohio, man. Only place to eat on a Sunday. City was closed down. It was a pub. We even had kids with us, the whole worship team. I walked into the bartender and said, can we come in and eat? We won't drink. We'll sit. No, you can't. We walked in the parking lot. The owner said, yes, you can. Come on, just sit over here. It was karaoke night. I'm telling you, one of the biggest platforms for evangelism is karaoke. My God. So I sang a real Christian song, and they were really impressed and offered me drinks, and I didn't want that. And they said, could you play another one? The band says, well, we got instruments. They said, come on in. The place was full on a Sunday for some reason. It was packed, wall to wall. They brought their instruments and began to play Amazing Grace. The bar began to weep. That day was a funeral, and the boy's favorite song was Amazing Grace. They've invited that band twice now to come back and play, to worship Jesus. See, man, God just needs us to go. Whether it's a bar, cafe, sportsman's, whatever. It doesn't matter. The mall, your school. God just wants you to be the light. And I truly believe that we've come to a precipice, a crossroads in Yakima. That even my return is a signpost. That God's about to do it again and again and again. And again. You might even find yourself in a Mormon church preaching. As a matter of fact, I have again. My cousin died, unfortunately, and his family's Mormon. In Orem, Utah, me and Skip preached in a Mormon church. The Mormon bishop got up. He said, after today, I believe in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Oh, that was so weak. Hallelujah! Praise God. Well, Lord, we love you tonight, Jesus. Come on, let's just conclude this in some prayer. Oh, Lord, and then Mike will bless us and, wow, pray for us. Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you that you haven't forgotten Yakima. Matter of fact, it's in the forefront of your mind, and you're going to use this city to be the light of the world. I don't know how it's going to pan out, but you're going to do it. And we're speaking the things that are not as if they were tonight. Father, there's a sequence of events that must follow words like this, or I am completely false. There has to be a sequence of events that happen now, Lord, that you begin to move things into position. You begin to shake and move hearts towards Jesus. And Father, if people get saved, then it's enough. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. Come on, dude. Amen.
Bless you, brother.
Bless you, dude.
Praise God. I do want to say this. When you were sharing that, the Lord showed me a few times that he does things in the natural and then the spiritual. And he showed me that, you know, this Yakima Valley is a place of fruit, you know, in the natural. But it is time, what's 43 years later, time for fruit in the spirit, right? Yeah. Yeah, praise God.
Amen. Amen.
So I want to let you know, if you want to bless Chad and the team, this is how we take our offering here. And so just bring your gift up, and we'll make sure that they get it. And let's now just not be hearers of the word. That's really easy to hear a word and go, oh, yeah, that touched my heart. You know, well, don't let it just touch your heart. Now make it touch your so you get up out of your chair, you know what I mean? And you use your legs and you use your muscles and you go to places that need to hear that Jesus loves them, that he's just all right. And Jesus is just all right for me, but let him know that he's just all right for them. Because he's all right for you, you can give them what you have. You've been freely given it. Now just give it away. Father, we just thank you, God, for every single heart that's here tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, that this timely word, Lord, this clarion call, this this roll call that you've brought us to, Lord. We pray, God, that we would respond with hearts of faith. God, I pray right now that your people, Lord, that are called by your name, Lord, would humble themselves and pray, God, that that would be part of their natural DNA now, Lord, that they would just seek you, Lord, in the secret, Lord, seek you in the open, God. I pray, God, that you would, as we've experienced tonight, Lord, continue to put a song of prophetic worship in our hearts, a song of prophetic prayer, Lord, that's empowered from heaven, God, and breaks the chains that have held your people back, Lord, for so long. We just pray right now, God, that our minds, Lord, would come to clarity, to a clearness, to an awareness, God, of the hour and the day that we're in, Lord, that we would not miss, Lord, the hour of our visitation, Lord, that we would not be asleep. We would not be, Lord, in a daze or in a haze, Lord, that we would see clearly, Lord. We would see visibly, Lord. We would see your approach, God, and we would follow, Lord, where you take us. And we just thank you, God, that you're doing all things well in your people in this day. And, Lord, that we, Lord, are here to be used for your glory by you. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Let it be made, Lord, in us, Lord, what you want us to be, Lord. Create in us clean hearts, Lord. Renew right spirits in us, Lord. Lord, cast us not away, Lord, from your presence, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you renew that heart, Lord, of fire, that heart of passion, that heart, Lord, of destiny, of who we're called to be in this hour. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah.
So tonight, as I got down on my face before the Lord, I felt a birthing of a street ministry from our church. I don't know how many of your spirits agree with that. I'm a big chicken, but I know that God has told me what I need to do. So I'm saying that we need to pray as a church. We need to ask God how this is going to be. We don't want to miss him. We want to do and follow his word and what he wants us to do. So I'm asking for all of us to be praying for that. Okay? Amen? Amen. I saw us on a corner as a church.
Praise God.
So however that looks, God, I say yes. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Lord, we say yes. Praise God. Yes, absolutely.
Jesus. Can we stand up? That's epic. Oh, that's epic, man. Sister, one of the most radical street ministries that Yakima's ever seen came out of this church. Flat, point blank. That's catapulted guys like me to every city of America to preach the gospel. Right off this altar. Right off a night just like this, or less people, a little less. So that is unbelievable, and it's undeniable. So I just want to pray over that. And, you know, as I pray over this, I just, you know, I'm reminded of some of the men that God's allowed me to just briefly rub shoulders with. Some of the great Arthur Blessed, Nikki Cruz, some of the, you know, Lauren Cunningham, Melody Green, Keith Green's wife, etc., that he's just allowed me just to be around at moments, evangelist, that had an anointing, that simply just walked into the shadow of the Lord. So I just, reflecting on all that, I just pray that anointing, that passion, that on this church, Father, my God, and yes. Yes. Anyone that resonates in you, that stirs in you, come up. Yes. Even if you're from another church, you could be standing with them. They're from Los Angeles. They fly out Monday. I mean, they're coming up. Boy. Oh, man. What a rare moment. I'm telling you. I'm blown away. It could be in any other. I could be up in Christian Life Center, and this wouldn't be more impressive because of where I'm at, right in this place. Where it all started for me. Unbelievable. Now I'm just a midwife. Push! You know, not that glamorous, but that's... Hey! Wow. I shouldn't have cut my hair. Lord, push! Father, we just pray over this right now. In the name of Jesus, Father. It happened in a back seat of a car with David Wilkerson and his youth pastor. Lord, it happened in the most odd and weird places. And Father, this is a church. So this is fine. Father, we just pray, God, for this street ministry. That was the epitome of what Jesus did. That was also the apostolic creed, to go where Christ has not been preached. That was the apostolic cadence that moved the early church for hundreds of years, Lord. That thrust them into every pagan world. And even more personal, every street corner. Every Mars Hill. Every sports bar. My God, my God. Father, we thank you right now. I pray Acts 5:15 over this church. That they would lay the sick on beds and couches. That at least the shadow of Peter would walk by. That's called evangelism. You don't have to say anything. You just go. And God moves with you, Father. I pray, God, that you would provide for them everything they need. That, God, it would be an Isaiah 58 ministry. That they'd deal their bread to the hungry. They would loose the heavy yoke and the burden of oppression. That they bring the stranger into God's house. And, Father, their health would spring forth speedily. They'd be like a well-watered garden, God. A chosen fast, Father. Not of bread or water, but of doing the work of God as you lead them. You leave clear signs, God. It ain't hard to follow. It won't be obscure or a mystery. It'll be very clear. As it was for Gideon, as it was for Ruth, as it was for Esther, as it was for all of those that went before us. It'll be clear to them what to do and where to go. I see the street corner as well. I don't know where it's at, but I see it as well. And I've seen street corners like that in America where God moved to such a degree that years later he's still moving there. He cornered, he heads that place off, and it became just a threshold. My God, we thank you for birthing it, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that when the son is born, we don't remember the pain. All the stuff we've been through, it's worth it because we see God move. We see people saved. The joy of the harvest. We've sowed in tears, then we reap in joy. True joy, Lord, of the harvest. Lord, we thank you for that anointing right now, God. We thank you that it's not a passing thing. It's here tomorrow. It's here the next day. It's forever. It never returns empty or void. But it accomplishes that which you've predetermined long before any of us was here to do this. And now finally, Father, we pray for the recipients of this. This is the most important part. The ones that would be saved because of this obedience. Because of this understanding, Lord, multitudes will be born again. It may not be through our hands, but it will. The repercussions will be felt around the world.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, come on, keep praying. Keep praying the Spirit if you can. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the Hispanic community would be impacted by the gospel of Jesus. That it would, the ripples would impact the Hispanic community. Jesucristo te ama. Dios te bendiga, amano. That the body of Christ would reach them and they would reach us. And the African American, God. Oh, I've heard some preachers in Yakima that are African American. I've heard some preachers from Beauchamp and beyond. I've heard some preachers. Father, I thank you that there's a stirring in their belly again in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, Father, for the street ministry. Oh boy, and this ain't the first one. God's going to stir it all over the city. He's going to provoke many to good works and love. It's going to spark all over. I see outreaches in Franklin Park by churches, and I see them down in that Tannum Park. I see them all. The parks are on fire. I see burning in the parks, burning in the parks. They're just reaching out to people, you know, and I don't even know what churches they are, all kinds of people, and maybe small groups. They're reaching out. They just feel it all over. It's just a consciousness, all drinking of the same spirit. They could be completely unrelated to what you're doing, but they're doing it too. They're hearing God move them, small and large, all shapes and sizes and denominations. Oh, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, praise God. We agree, Father. So let it be.
Yes.
Let it come to fruition and maturation. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Yes.
Woo! Hallelujah! Come on, let's do it. This is what Arthur Blessed does. Not do it at the cross. He gives you a count of three and everyone shouts Jesus. Come on. We got to go out with a bang here. Come on, the count of three. One. Come on, don't blow it. Two. Three.
Jesus!
Woo!
Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Go and be doers. Praise God. Praise the Lord.